AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the U.S. shootdown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon,
we're not looking for a new Cold War.
President Biden says he expects to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
And I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this, but I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
As for the other three objects that were recently shot down by the U.S.,
the intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
And not tied to China. The president says a team led by National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will develop sharper rules to track and monitor these objects.
But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
The president sharply criticized China's surveillance program, saying the violation of U.S. sovereignty is unacceptable. Police say Anthony McCray, the man suspected of shooting and killing three students at Michigan State University, left a note.
It appears, based on the content of the note, that he felt that he was slighted in some way by people or businesses. Did a mental health issue amplify that, or was it a component of that? We're not sure at this point.
Campus Deputy Police Chief Chris Rosman said they're still working on a motive. McCray took his own life. His office says Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, still recovering from a stroke, checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to seek treatment for clinical depression. Fetterman has struggled with the after effects of a stroke he suffered last May. The Baseball Hall of Fame says Hall of Fame broadcaster and former Major League catcher Tim McCarver has died. He was 81.
It's a dream come true to make the major leagues. It's a dream come true to play in an all-star game. It's a dream come true to play in a World Series.
McCarver was a longtime catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals and a broadcaster for Fox. This is AP News. As the earthquake hit the Syrian town of Latakia, a woman was buried under the rubble with her two-year-old, her brother, and her dad.
Hush says, at first I was unconscious, and then I opened my eyes and started calling for my dad. He said, yes, I can hear you. Are you still alive? Then Hush said, my dad started calling, please, anyone, get my kids out, leave me here, and just pull my kids out. Hush ends, honestly, we lived death 1,000 times under that rubble. They all survived. While rescue teams from around the world went to help in Turkey, aid relief for Syria was slowed by demolished roads and by the tensions between rebel-held areas of the country and those controlled by the government of President Bashar Assad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The reported death toll from Turkey and Syria from this earthquake is more than 39,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.